Oroville, 20th of July 2007. On microphone, Savitri and Marlenka. Coordination, Andrea. In studio, Samuel and Villan. Interviews by Daniel.
My name is Emanuele. I'm living in Oroville since 12 years. I'm a cartoonist. And here we are to present a new booklet called The Gunas. It is an attempt to make a bridge between the text of Aurobindo that sometimes looks so far away or difficult to understand, and bridging it with the daily life happenings, and to show that what he's talking about is in the daily life. And we are using this medium of cartoons. We started, it's a project that dated 3 years old. Now we could print it with the help of a Sayer, and mainly it's for education, for teenagers and adults. Talks about the Gunas, and that you will have to discover what is it, what they are. This booklet has 60 pages comics, in black and white, plus three colors. Each color represents one of these three gunas, that are the qualities that are influencing, governing the human being in all his happenings, choices, and moods, and so on. It's a booklet that was to be an attempt. It's the first of more projects to come. We like the idea to try to give in a simple way something that is deep, and that, as I said before, looks so far away, no? These gunas are qualities of all natural life, are called the gunas in the Sanskrit, and they are three in number, namely sattva, rajas, and tamas. And this booklet is inspired by the writings of Aurobindo. The extract is taken from the Aurobindo, the synthesis of yoga. It has been revised and simplified for the version of the booklet, but it kept the essence of the teachings. And mainly is an autobiographic experience. Is a real story. It was one day with the gunas, and there were real happenings. The work of the gunas took for us 7 months to be realized. We went in depth with the text and sharing the experiences and discussing how to show them, what to avoid and what to put in. There is humor. Sarcasm, no. We try, inside us, we try to avoid it. There is more humor. It's mainly humor that comes out from the funny happenings of the daily life that can be seen funny sometimes if you are detached, or otherwise can be the opposite if you are completely involved in. There is humor, there is seriousness, touching feelings. The people are real people. Mainly the person, the first character is myself, because it was the first material that I had under my hands, easy to track. And then there are some people working at the web office, and people that you can encounter, meet on the roads, and is done. The landscapes are all Aurovillians landscapes, offices, and the villages, and it is in English. We are hoping to translate it in Italian and French. The book can be ordered at the website, or can be found maybe in the next weeks in the Aurovillians boutiques. We will send some copies to the Aurovillians centers. You can find an electronic version on the website, but you have to write to Manoj at the website. the address to write to the web office is manoj@auroville.org.in. The price, I think, will be around 150 rupees.
André, this morning you went where?
This morning we went in Future School to present our project of Auroville Radio to the students because we have experience that the young people can understand very fast and well how the radio is working. And last year, on the March and April, we had a few students from Future School work here on the radio and realizing a couple of radio programs. This morning there was a space for us to present the radio, and we, with some of them, Ashwin and Vinay, explain how the radio is working and which kind of courses we would like to run on the radio for the Future School students. Precisely, we would like to run courses in journalism related to radio and new media like web and TV and stream radio on the net.
What is your impression when you spoke in Future School? What is your impression in the school for the students?
First of all, Future School is a very nice school. There is a very good design, good spaces and good classrooms, and I saw many students on the room. And at the beginning, I saw there was some person smiling and yawning. And but at the end, I think that most of them, they had a clear, how can I say, example from this, the projection of the projection of the site on the screen about the radio. And I think what I feel that the bridge that we are building between the radio and the school, it will be enlarged, and I think we will have students like the previous year working here at the radio, doing a radio program and doing also the course in journalism.
A workshop in the art and skill of mediation will be offered in the near future. Mediation is being used throughout the world to resolve disputes between individuals and parties, a purely voluntary process by which two or more persons agree to work together to try and solve a problem before seeking legal action.
Discussions have taken place regarding the proposed Crown Road, as two communities, Darkali and Oradam, will be affected by the road. Questions raised: is the road necessary at this time? The impact of this road? Security?
The Project Coordination Group will meet in November for its annual review of new and pending grant proposals for funding by the Foundation of World Education and Stitching des Sayers in 2008. Projects must be related to research studies in the field of sociology, economy, psychology, and inner development. Publications of research papers and dissemination of information, seed money for innovative and informal education and training, a call for proposals will be announced.
Foodlink is the central collection and distribution center for Auroville Farms. It has been in existence since 1997, but only since the 1st of July of this year has it taken the central distribution role for all of Auroville farm goods, including fresh produce. Instead of farms selling their goods individually and farmers competing against each other, all the produce is now being handled centrally. Foodlink ensures that everything sold under this label adheres to certain standards related to quality and production within Auroville. Foodlink is in the process of developing its labels, which will eventually show which farm the produce comes from and whether the farm grows organically or not. In the long term, FoodLink wants to make things easier for the farmers, who can concentrate on growing rather than marketing their produce, as well as consumers who will have a more reliable supply with better quality control. For queries, email foodlink@oroville.org.in.
Regarding global warming, water, everyone here is familiar with the problem of water. Desalination is expensive and is not the best solution. It's much better to conserve water. Trees and ground cover on the soil is the best way to prevent loss through evaporation.
The Children's Book Fair of 2007 was inaugurated on the 15th of July at Kala Kendra in Bharat Nevis in a colorful and serene atmosphere. The book exhibition Kum Sales is on until 25th July. Books are in Tamil, English, Sanskrit, Hindi, and French.
Tai Chi Hall in Shaanga presents The Art of Chi, Stevanovich's Method. The work is essentially geared towards mastery of the mind through breathing and muscular relaxation, improvement of movement through balance and coordination, learning to mobilize Chi, first perceiving it, then guiding it in one's body with the use of will, imagination, and muscular activity. Information and booking, Marco, phone 2622432, email marcoorovillec@oroville.org.in.
All cultures have used music and dance as a way of unifying and bringing people together. And in this sense, the Oroville Dance Collective invites all dancers and wannabes to the next dance gathering at the Visitor Center on July 28th, 8 p.m. until midnight.
Reopening on 20th of July 2007, Colibri, an interactive and creative space, Saturday, 21st of July 2007. 8 p.m., the film Baraka. 10 p.m., jam session. Musicians, welcome, bring your instrument. And on every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, a crêpe dinner at 7:30 p.m.
Cinema at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nevis, on Friday the 27th at 7:30. Soigne ta droite. Put your right up. Original French version with English subtitles. A short film called The Wedding by Mikhail Kobadiji will be presented before the feature film.
Thursday, 26th of July, 6 p.m., all are welcome to listen to Sri Aurobindo's epic poem, Savitri, Book 9 and 10, The Debate of Love and Death, read by the mother, with Sunil's music, Under the Vast Open Sky.
Guests who wish to join Oroville are requested to schedule an appointment with the entry service at the end of their three-month guest period and a month before the time of their departure. Email entry@oroville.org.in.
Truth is or not, and it is immortal, infinite, invulnerable. It is light and luminous, incorruptible, and it cannot be prevented from being all that is. Satprem.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. On microphone, Malanka and Savitri. For further information, please check the website, oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.